Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Ready to soundtrack your summer? With Red Bull Summer All Day Play, you choose a playlist that fits your summer vibe the best. Are you a festival fanatic, a deep end DJ, a road dog, or a trail mixer? Just add a song to your chosen playlist and put your summer on track. Red Bull Summer All Day Play. Red Bull gives you wings. Visit redbull.com/brightsummerahead to learn more. See you this summer.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found Nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, May 11th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I can't believe it's May 11th already. It's crazy. The month basically already half over, but it's all right. That just means June's coming up, and then after June, newsflash, it'll be July, and we got training camp so close. So, as much as it's sad to see summer kind of tick away, exciting things are coming up, including this week, as it is a big week in the NFL. It is one of the more impactful weeks of the NFL. The outcome of team seasons will be decided this week. The schedule is being released. At least that's the assumption, right? Sometimes it gets pushed back. Maybe it will be the 18th, but the expectation is that it will be on the 13th. And that means we're only 2 days away from finding out the Eagles' schedule for the season, how hard it'll be, what the toughest stretch will be, what will be the best games to go to, where will me and James go on our Fans of Philly Go Birds trip. So make sure you're following Fans of Philly, by the way, for the schedule and like all the exciting trips to come out. Obviously, Tennessee, a real possibility for us. They might go to London. So going to be some exciting stuff. But what I'm going to do today is, look, I think, when I look back at my career, right, and you know, hopefully a long time from now, when I'm retired and I'm not doing this anymore, which is crazy to think about. But when I think about my career, I think there'll be two things that I'm known for in a positive way, right? Probably some things I will have regretted and bad takes and such, but positively. The training camp stats, I think I've been very influential in the training camp stats. You see them all around the league now. I started that. That's me. No big deal to me. The other thing, and I think it hasn't picked up yet, but it's going to. The mock schedule. Everyone makes fun of it. Everyone says it's dumb. You all love it. And I love it too. I feel like I'm sounding more cocky than I mean to. What I mean to say is the mock schedule matters. It's fun. It's important to think about how this schedule is going to look. Think about it, right? Like who the Eagles play the final game of the season and where they play it could impact their season. How they open the season, if they have an absolute gauntlet to start and they start 2-4, could decide the season. So when people go, well, things could change. But yes, we all know that things could change. But if the Eagles could pick their schedule, I guarantee you they would spend tons of time thinking about it. They would not just go, ah, whatever, line them up, right? That's what they say publicly. Internally, they would have hours of meetings. Okay, let's go here, and then we'll go here, but then let's play this team, and actually let's travel. Like, it matters. So when we talk about a mock draft, right, who they could draft, it's the same logic. Like, what's the best outcome here? What's the best possible outcome for the Eagles? And so, without further ado, let's talk about the ideal Eagles 2026 mock schedule. Now, a few important things that are in here. And by the way, go check out GoBirdsInsider.com. I have some written parts about that there. Hop in the chat. Let me know what you think about it. Join the family. Would love to have you in the Go Birds Insider family. So I think there's a couple important things here, right? And some of these are foundational beliefs of mine. Like if I was running for president, these would be part of my platform. I think you want an easy start. The toughest thing in the NFL is to rebound from a tough start. And one of the best things that can happen to you is getting off to a hot start. You feel confident. The season feels special. You want an easy start. You want that last game to be winnable, right? Because if you need it, then it's a win game you can win. And I think you want easy schedule, an easy opponent to end the schedule, like final two or three games. Now, the risk is you're good enough and you don't need the games and you face tough teams early. And it's a tough balance between finding teams at the end that you're so confident will be bad and not teams that could potentially turn it around. And there'll be good teams that won't be as good as you think. But I think you want an easy start, an easy ending, and you'll deal with the middle, right? You'll deal with that. I also think for this team, you want an early bye. They're very good at self-evaluating. Nick's done a good job at that. They have a new coaching staff on offense. They give them four games, give them five games, whatever, and get them time to take a deep breath and like reassess what's going on. So I think an early start, an early bye week, an easy start, I should say, an early bye week. And I also think bad defenses for this team specifically, right? Like you want to go out and you want to get the offense going and have them confident in what they're doing. So I think you want easy defenses. So an easy start, easy defenses, and an early bye week. Those are things I prioritized here. The other thing that I think was very clear to me when doing this, they got a tough schedule. Now, Warren Sharp, who is a very smart man, would disagree with me. He has it as the seventh easiest schedule in the league. Now, he does that in his own projection, right? Like he'll project, I don't know, like Chicago to take a step back. So that's not as tough as a game as maybe I view it. But he has it as the seventh easiest slate of schedule. I disagree, but I think it's worth pointing out that maybe I'm just wrong about how tough it is. But I went through it and it was harder than normal to find easy games, especially after the first week or two, right? So I think it's a tough schedule. Teams will be better than we think. Teams will be worse than we think. We get that. But just looking at their schedule, they don't play many teams that weren't in the playoffs. And they don't play many teams that were competing for a playoff spot. So it's a tough one. Now, the division is a big part of that, too. We talked about the NFC East earlier this week, late last week, in the way that, like, they were bad last year. The Giants were bad. Washington was bad. But I think they'll be better this year. So I think it's a tough schedule. All right, let's get into it. I feel like I said without further ado, but now it's truly without further ado. Here is my Eagles 2026 ideal schedule. Week one, the Colts at home. AFC opponent, bad defense, Daniel Jones coming off a major injury. Give me the Colts at home at 1 o'clock. Let the Eagles win the game. Let them start in obscurity. I don't need Sean Mannion's first game in prime time. I'm sure it will be, but I don't need it in prime time. Let the coaching staff get their first game under their belt with other games going on, other team, eyes on elsewhere. Bad defense, injured quarterback, Steichen you're familiar with. Fangio, Steichen, I like that matchup. Bad Colts defense. I think they start 1-0 versus the Colts. I'm going to do my win-loss record with this too.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Colts home, That's a win. Week two, Arizona away. Now you're saying to yourself, Elliot, Arizona in September, it's going to be mad hot. Good news, they play in a dome where football is meant to be played. Bad defense, bad team. You could put this at the end of the season. Personally, I would rather have it late because you want to go to Arizona when it's warm as opposed to when it's scalding hot. And, you know, it's cold in Philly. But I think getting off to a good start is an important one. And the fans of Philly trip to Arizona is going to be sick, by the way. They do an unbelievable job with that. So week two, Arizona away, that's a win. Week three, Giants home. New coaching staff, not a great team. Now, I think they have upside. Good, potentially good offensive line, good defensive line. But I still think you want them early. Like, you want them early. You're still further along than they are in your development. And I think they could win that game. So, Giants home, week three, I got them 3-0. Week four, Washington away, but this one's in London. So, I think there's two teams they can face in London, if I'm not mistaken. It's Washington, and I think it's Tennessee are the two teams they could go. Obviously, Tennessee away. I'm not giving that one up. That's an unbelievable game. So Tennessee away, I'm not going to put there. Washington away in London. It's early. You get back-to-back divisional games, a chance to get two wins over two divisional opponents. Team bonding on the road, right? You get the coaching staff on the road, get them in the pub. They're all like 6'5". They'll be crushing it in the pub. Like, team bonding, winnable game. Washington away. I think there's an argument for Washington later because you don't know what Jaden Daniels' health. Can he stay healthy? But they got a new coaching staff, a rookie offensive coordinator. I think you can win that game. So in the first four, I think the Giants at home is actually the toughest game. Then Washington away. But I think you got two good ones to start in the Colts and Arizona. So I would have them 4-0 in their first four games. And then week five bye week. You gotta love it. Just like they had the Super Bowl year. Give the coaching staff a chance to sit back, you know, take a deep breath, see what's going on. Then later in the year, I'll give them a Thursday night game, which gives them a bit of a mini bye heading into the playoffs. So week five bye week. Also, I like a tough opponent off the bye week. You get 2 weeks to prepare, 2 weeks to rest up. You get them hopefully not off their bye. Chicago away. Now most years I put Dallas away here because I always view that as a loss. And hint, I have it as a loss this year too. But Chicago away. You get there before it's too cold. You don't want them too early in the season, but we know this team hates playing in the cold. So I don't want them in November or December either. I want Chicago early October. It's fall. It's beautiful. Chicago away. But I think it's a loss. I think the Bears are awesome. I don't think they're going to start 5-0. They might. They win games all the time. But Chicago away is week six for me. Week seven, Washington at home. So you get Washington twice in 4 weeks, but I think they're better than Washington. Tough to beat a team twice in the division. I think they do. Washington home week seven. That's a win. I have them at 5-1, having already had their bye week. Week eight, just in case Washington is a loss, and then you have Chicago, so potentially you're coming off two losses. Panthers at home. And I know the Panthers made the playoffs last year. I know Bryce Young had a better year. They got Jalen Phillips. I don't care. Panthers aren't a legit team. Panthers at home. That's a win for the Eagles. They are 6-1. Dallas away. You're coming off a win versus the Panthers. In my world, you're coming off two straight wins versus the Panthers and Washington. But I do think you're definitely coming off at least one with the Panthers. So Dallas away week nine. That's a loss. They always lose there. If they're going to lose last year when they blew that lead, I'll never trust them to win there. So Dallas away, that's a loss. And then week 10, Steelers at home. The Steelers, Aaron Rodgers, this defensive line will obliterate them. Just not afraid of the Steelers at all. Mike McCarthy's an average NFL coach. They don't have the Mike Tomlin toughness and grit that they had before. Not in on the Steelers as any type of true NFL contender. So I think that's a winnable game for the Eagles. So first 10 weeks of the season, Colts home, Arizona away, Giants home, Washington in London, bye week. Week six, Chicago. Week seven, Washington at home, Panthers at home in week eight. And then 9-10, Dallas away, Steelers at home. I got them 7-2. And let's be real, they probably will be 7-2 because they always start the season off relatively well. But the toughest stretch of the season in my schedule comes up next. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
You tell yourself, no one wants your college-era band tees. But on Depop, people are searching for exactly what you've got. You once paid a small fortune for them at merch stands. Now, a teenager who calls them vintage will offer that same small fortune back. Sell them easily on Depop. Just snap a few photos and we'll take care of the rest. Who knew your questionable music taste would be a money-making machine? Your style can make you cash. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
All right, so the Eagles come out of the bye week, or come out of the first 10 weeks of the season at 7-2. And I think you'd sign up for that right now. Every team in the NFL would sign up for that right now. I don't care if you're projected to be the best team in the league. Play nine games, win seven of them. Everybody would take that. So you're 7-2. You've already had your bye week, but now you have a really, really tough stretch in two games back-to-back that could be a gauntlet like it has been in past years, that could decide playoff seeding, that could really decide like if you're going to go up, or if you're going to keep ascending, or if you're going to take a big punch and not respond. Week 11, 49ers away in San Francisco. Also, like, San Francisco away, just what a gross stadium. Like, way far out of the city, no juice, just not a good stadium, not a tough place to play. My guess is there'll be a ton of Eagles fans there. Fans of Philly will fly a whole charter of fans out there probably. But I think it's a loss. I do. Like, they beat them in the playoffs. The Niners seem to have the Eagles number to a certain extent. So I'm going to go 49ers away as a loss. Then you have a team whose number I think the Eagles have, the Los Angeles Rams. Still a very tough game. I think the Rams could be the best team in the NFL next year. Hey, maybe AJ's on that team, right? Probably not, but maybe. So week 12, Rams at home. I have that as a win because Nick Sirianni and Jalen always beat the Rams. Took a little luck last year, but still did it. And I have them at 8-3. But the stretch here I think that makes it tough too is these next three games. So 49ers and Rams week 11 and 12. Week 13, Texans at home. I'm going to put it on Thursday Night Football so you get a little bit of a break here. Week 14, the Jags away. Warm weather late, right? So it's cold in Philly. You get to go play in the warmth. The Jags, who know? They could be awesome, or they could be spiraling after a good year with expectations now for the first time. Seahawks at home. I want the Super Bowl champs late. I want them having, you know, they played a lot of football last year. There will be 14 games, 15 games into their season at this point. And we'll see if Sam Darnold can do it again. We'll see if the defense can be as good. But I think that gauntlet of the Niners, Rams, Texans, Jags, and Seahawks would be a stretch like you almost can't avoid. Again, like, you could put some of these in the first 4 weeks of the season, but I'd rather be 4-0 and like have a special start to the season. And then it's just hard, you know, like, it's the, like, you want to start well. So 49ers, Rams, Texans, Jags, Seahawks. I have them going in that stretch 4-1 just because I think they're better than the Texans, who do have some definite downward potential. The Jags, like I said, some downward potential, and the Seahawks as well. But I also, though, all those teams were playoff teams last year. So definitely a tough stretch, but I have them coming out of it at 11-3. So you come out of that gauntlet at 11-3. That's probably an optimistic view of it, but when I do this, I just go win, loss, win, loss. I'd be a little surprised if they're 11-3 after 14 games. I think with the coaching staff changes, with the uncertainty on the offensive line, like, I would just be surprised if they're 11-3, but it would certainly be a good outcome. But if they're not, let's say they're 9-5, you know, God forbid, like, you know, 8-7 or something like that. They got three games on my mock schedule to end the season well. Week 16, Titans away, good weather, bad team. I love that matchup for the Eagles. Week 17, Giants away. This could be for the division, or it could be for a team that just is truly never going to win after trying so hard to be a competent team again. And then week 18, Dallas at home. If you need it, you get it at home. So Giants away late. The Eagles take that stadium over. They always do. Week 18 at home. If you need it, you have it at home. So I have them at 13-3 heading into the final game of the season. If they rest their starters, maybe they lose it. If they play to win it, they probably will win it. So that would be my ideal schedule. Easy start at the beginning. Easy start at the end. Tough stretch in the middle. Warm weather teams late, so you don't have to play in the cold. Easy defenses early. And an early bye to give this team a chance to sit back and relax. God, I love a mock schedule. So go to GoBirdsInsider.com. Tell me what you think of it. And let's talk about it. And also, go out and enjoy your Monday. So until then, until next time, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.